Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Such a great story. If you are one of those rare people who's very tall but has zero athletic ability, lie and say you play basketball anyway because it could get you laid. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Melissa, what did you see the other day?
Yeah, so I was out, you know, having dinner at a very fine restaurant establishment over the weekend.
In the casino?
I will not confirm nor deny.
We will.
All right. Shout out to Nick Verano and Fratelli's. I was at Fratelli's again. But I'm in there, and I legit saw from beginning to end. I can't think if this dude is brilliant or if these chicks are stupid. I can't figure out which one it is. But I was sitting down at by the bar, and I'm eating, and there was probably a two-hour wait.
Yeah.
To sit and eat because it was so crowded. It was Saturday night. And I see someone come walking in. Dude looked like he was probably 25. He was probably 6'6", black man, 6'6", in height.
Yeah.
Sweatpants and slides. Okay. Now keep in mind, everybody else in Fratelli's was wearing, like, the dudes were suited. Women were wearing dresses and, like, well, except me, I don't wear dresses. But, you know, everyone was dressed really, really nice.
Yeah.
He walks in and just sits. So I knew, like, I'm like, this guy has to be somebody just because he just sat down. Like, there was a two-hour wait for a table. So I legit could
And this is the same place you saw Kevin James, too.
Correct.
Okay, okay.
Kevin James, yeah. Like, celebrities will come and eat at these at his... Okay. Restaurants. And I could hear there were these two women sitting behind me, and I could hear their entire conversation. The first thing was, that guy has to play for the Celtics. That was the first thing out of their mouth.
Because he's black.
He's
and
got
tall.
Yeah, right. That's why
the only thing they could be doing.
Right. That's why I stressed he's a black man. I had to stress that because that was their first thought, right?
Right. I ain't gonna lie, that probably would have been my first thought too. But.
So and legit, I could hear them plotting. Right? Out loud. We got to go over there and sit with them. We got to figure this out. So they're trying to, like, figure out in their heads what they were going to do to go and sit with the guy. Now, it didn't take much. All they did, I watched the entire thing. They walked over to him and just sat down.
That's it.
Walked over and sat down, and it worked because they ended up staying, eating with him, drinking with him, and they were having, like, a whole... He was so engaged in their conversation. Like, okay, what's happening, right? So I ended up, like, taking a picture of him from afar.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know who he was. I was like, who is this? Like, I don't really know. I love the Celtics, but I don't know any of the players, really, like that. And so I was sending it to, like, people I know that are that know sports. Like, I sent it to Leroy. I sent it to one of our Sports Hub guys. I'm like, who is this? He's sitting right in front of me. And they both were like, we have no idea. Then I found somebody in the restaurant who would know. And they were like, no, he's not anybody.
He's nobody.
Just, he's just here having dinner. right. So then after later observing, dude, I somehow overheard one of the girls when she had gotten up to, like, well, I don't know if she was going to the bathroom or what.
Yeah.
She was, like, doing a voice text, like, telling a friend. She was on the phone or something.
Yeah.
Telling a friend, yo, we're about to go home with one of the Celtics. Right? So whoever this guy is, bravo.
That's, like, beautiful.
He convinced these women he played for the Celtics somehow. And he, sure enough, he left with them.
He convinced them he sat down to have a meal. He probably had a bad night at the casino. He was like, I don't feel like taking a shower yet. It's hot.
Right.
And these two women threw themselves
and
at him.
And he left with them.
That's beautiful.
Like, again, bravo. I don't know if he... I don't know. I can't tell if he was brilliant or if they were just dumb. I don't know, but it worked.
It was probably a combination of both. One time I was at a Red Sox event. It was like a bowling event or something. And a lot of the Red Sox were there. And they were signing baseballs and everything. And somebody recognized me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ramiro.
Okay.
Freaking Puerto Rican on the radio.
Right.
And
that happens.
And And they asked to take a picture with me. So I took a picture with them.
Oh, God.
So because of that, all of a sudden, a bunch of old, white, sweaty men kept on coming over with baseballs. And the first, I ain't gonna lie, the first couple, I tried to tell them that. I'm like, I don't play for the team. But then so many dudes kept on coming over. So I, you know, depending on who was asking me, I was either a utility infielder or I was a reliever.
Wow.
Because they're both believable.
So you were just signing baseball.
I was signing baseball.
Night.
So there's a bunch of people right now with baseball signed by a whole lot of Red Sox and me. And
wait,
I told
them. What were you signing it?
Ramiro Torres. Because I told them, I literally was like, hey, what's your name? I was like, Ramiro. And they go, what position do you play? And I was like, you know what? Depending on who the person was, I was either the was like, I'm the backup shortstop or I'm a middle reliever.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.